Matthew Stuckey here, and our basic soul winning tip that we have today is to basically have a card with you or have something with you to tell you what verse to go to next. Now, once you're used to soul winning, you know, you kind of know where to go. But when you first start going soul winning, it's very easy to forget what is next. So basically what I mean is this. If you have a Bible with you and you show them Romans 3:23, you might want to have a note beside Romans 3:23 that says, go to Romans 6:23 next. And then a note beside Romans 6:23, go to Revelation chapter 20 next. Because once you're actually giving the gospel, it's very, very easy to forget. I remember when I first started preaching behind the pulpit, and you know, you have all these interesting outlines you're going to give, and you think you're going to blow the world away, and you're like, oh man, this is going to be a long sermon. And all of a sudden you get down and it's like 4 minutes, and you forgot everything that you were planning on saying. You know, it is actually a lot harder when you're actually out there, so definitely be prepared. Or you could also, if you don't want to write in your Bible, you could bring like a card or like a small little notebook or something, or a piece of paper that says, go to this verse and this verse and this verse. Now, you might shy away from that and think, well, you know, the person's going to be like, oh, this guy doesn't really know his Bible very well, or they might not want to listen, or it's going to be slow or awkward. But honestly, the truth is, most people do not know their Bible that well. They're going to think that you know a ton about the Bible, even if you just got saved and you're just starting to give the gospel and you've never even read the Bible cover to cover. I remember even when I first started giving the gospel, a lot of people told me things or asked me things like, you know, are you a preacher? Are you planning to be a preacher? You know, how do you know your Bible so well? And I'm thinking, I really don't know my Bible that well. So don't feel embarrassed about that. You know, bring a card with you or a note or something that will tell you, go from this verse to this verse to this verse, or you might very easily forget what you're planning to do or where you're planning to go in the conversation.